Talk. Welcome to the February 20th special President's Day edition of the Jacksonville Beach City Council meeting. We will begin with an invocation followed by a salute to the flag delivered by Councilman Jansen. Please rise.
Let us pray. Good and gracious Heavenly Father, King of Kings, Prince of Peace. Lord, we just thank you for your understanding that we attempt to live our lives to please you. Lord, we just thank you for the strength and blessings that you give us each and every day. Lord, I just ask you to lift up over our first responders and our military as they preserve our peace. And Lord, most of all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Savior that he's presented to us. And Lord, in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we call the meeting to order, we are going to fill at least one empty chair up here on the dais. We appointed at our most recent meeting John Wagner to fill the seat of Corey Nichols after his resignation. So come on up, John, and we will administer the oath of office, and you'll take your seat on the dais.
It's great being Grant, so.
Greg.
Why don't you stand over here, your mind, your mom. Stay that way.
So you just straight.
Here we go.
Yes.
I guess that's that one. Sherry and John.
Okay.
There we go. Now we got it.
It can only get better.
Raise your right hand, repeat after me. I, John Wagner.
I, John Wagner.
Solemnly swear or affirm.
Solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
And will obey the laws of the United States.
And will obey the laws of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
City of Jacksonville Beach.
City of Jacksonville Beach.
And will faithfully discharge the duties.
And will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of council member.
Of the office of council member.
Seat 4, District 1.
Seat 4, District 1.
For the Jacksonville Beach City Council.
For the Jacksonville Beach City Council.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, John, for your willingness to serve, and Diane also for your willingness to serve, and John's friends and family for being here today. Hopefully you'll stay and see a little bit of the council in action. We will now call this meeting to order. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Councilmember Golding?
Here.
Councilmember Horn? Councilmember Jansen?
Here.
Councilmember Meza?
Here.
Councilmember Sutton?
Here.
Councilmember Wagner?
Here.
Mayor Hoffman.
Here, we have a quorum, and Councilman Horn regrets that he cannot be here. He is on an extended vacation with his wife of 25 years. He may or may not be at a Taylor Swift concert in Australia. I don't know. That's just a rumor that I heard and that I hope that you all will share. Moving on to approval of minutes, item A.
I move that we approve the minutes from the regular city council meeting held on February 5th, 2024.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B.
I move that we approve the minutes from the council briefing held on February 12th, 2024.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda?
I move that we approve the agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Council announcements. Ms. Golding.
Thank you, Mayor. First, I want to start off with a legislative session update. The madness continues. We're getting close to the end of the session, but that means that the legislators are trying to squeeze everything in that they can. And unfortunately, vacation rentals is on the House Commerce Committee agenda this Thursday. So, I would encourage you all to reach out to our at least to our Duval legislative delegation members, Wyman Duggan and Kimberly Daniels, but if you're so inclined, reach out to all the members of this committee and urge them to vote no on the bill, because as I've mentioned before, the House bill is much worse than the Senate bill. Just to give you some examples, responsible party doesn't have to respond to complaints until 9 a.m. the next day. That's ridiculous. Occupancy is not limited. They can have whatever occupancy they want to have. So those are just some examples of the things that we need to try to fight. Also want to mention, I think Mike sent an email from the advocacy committee, or that was sent to the advocacy committee about HJR 7017, which is the bill that would increase the homestead exemption based on CPI. You can read that email, and I've already emailed Senator Tracy Davis. She is on the Senate Appropriations Committee, and it will be heard tomorrow, so if you guys could reach out to her as well, or anyone else on the Senate Appropriations Committee, that would be great. Allison provided some suggestions that the League of Cities is trying to push for, and I think that they're very reasonable. So also want to mention that we have a hazardous waste and e-waste mobile collection event this Saturday at our operations and maintenance facility that's on Shutter. This is a really good opportunity. I know my husband and I, we use this service frequently. You can dispose of paint and pool chemicals and fertilizers and pesticides and gasoline and any electronic equipment. So I would encourage you, if you have anything, please go out to that on Saturday. And then also, one last announcement, I want to congratulate Kevin Brown, who has been named the 2024 Friend of the Beaches by Beaches Watch. And for anybody who doesn't know Kevin, I can't imagine anybody doesn't know Kevin, but I just want to mention a few things, because he is really a friend of our beach communities. He retired from teaching in 2021 after 38 years of teaching. So he's touched a lot of kids in our community, influenced a lot of kids in our community. I'm sorry. I didn't mean for that to come out the wrong way. He started the Marine Coastal Club and taught his students to take care of the place where we live. He enlisted his students to participate in beach cleanups, planting sea oats and installing the dune barriers that we have the entire length of Neptune Beach and Jack's Beach. And you can see how healthy our dunes are. A lot of that's because of the hard work that Kevin and his students have done. And during sea turtle nesting season, you can see Kevin patrolling the beach, putting protective fencing up around the new turtle nests and filling the holes that would be a danger to the turtles, also performing nest evaluations. And I've actually found a little stray turtle, and he picked it up and took it to Whitney Labs, and he does that a lot when there are turtles found. So anyway, he's going to be recognized on March 6th at Beach Diner during the Beaches Watch 20th anniversary celebration from 6 to 8 p.m. And if anybody would like to go and help celebrate Kevin's contributions to our community, just go to beacheswatch.com. But he's extremely deserving, and I'm so glad that he was selected.
Thank you, Ms. Golding. Mr. Jansen.
Two things real quick. Number one, sovereign immunity still is in committee as well, and there's still a little bit of a separation between the House and the Senate. That issue, the amendment still stands, so we'll see what happens with that later on this week, number one. Number two, I want to welcome Councilman Roy Diamond. He's hiding in the back for attending our meeting from downtown. Thank you, Roy, for attending.
Appreciate it.
Mr. Stephopoulos.
Thank you, Mayor. Just wanted to take a moment to let all the council know that this weekend is the state competition for our lineman rodeo, and we will have teams that are entering. They're performing down at Metropolitan Park in Jacksonville. Wish our teams good luck, and hopefully they can bring home some hardware.
And this is a really busy weekend across the city, and it's the start of festival season for us. So we have the Seawalk Music Festival out here at the Seawalk Pavilion in Latham Plaza area. And I think the weather is going to be better than this past weekend. So hopefully we got that out of our system. Any other announcements from council? Okay, seeing none, courtesy of the Florida visitors, we have Jacob Crenshaw.
My name is Jacob Crenshaw. You all know who I am by now. I want to start off by saying it's a sad day in America when you have to wear level 3 body armor to a city council member because you're in fear of the police department, specifically Chief Smith over here. I stand here today for the 6th time in many months demanding an explanation from this council for its refusal to hold city officials accountable for the criminal acts perpetrated against me. This council sits here smiling, refusing to uphold their oaths of office. The United States and the Florida State's Constitution, they're not a suggestion. They are the law of the land. You will not take my God-given rights from me. Neither this corrupt police force and corrupt council. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm very, very upset over this situation. This is 6 months now that I've had to deal with this. Okay? 6 months that I've been evicted that you, Mayor Hoffman, refused to investigate. You were aware of this from day one. You were the one that told me that they infringed all my civil liberties and they were not operating within the letter of the law. Every good citizen makes this country's honor their own and cherishes it, not only as precious, but as sacred. They are willing to risk their life in its defense and are conscious that they gain protection while giving it. This council dishonors the namesake of this city by not holding these words true. Anybody know that quote? It's Andrew Jackson. Mayor Hoffman and this council, you have been aware of the events since day one. You have refused to investigate it, and by doing so, committed felonies by violating your oath of office. That oath of office says you will support the Constitution. You're not supporting the Constitution if you are not supporting and upholding my rights guaranteed by the Constitution. I have been more than patient, but my patience isn't a credit card, but I promise you, I'm coming for everything taken from me with interest. I could stand here and quote statutes and case precedents all day long. Hell, a fifth grader with a smartphone can do that. You're gonna tell me that y'all aren't intelligent enough to go and do your due diligence and research to see what I'm saying is true? Then you all need to resign, because you're not qualified to sit on this council. Honest conviction is my courage. The Constitution is my guide. You know who said that? Andrew Johnson, former president. A wise man says that the sign of intelligence is admitting your ignorance. If this is true, then the sign of intellect is realizing your ignorance and correcting those deficiencies with knowledge. Either way, this council has neither intellect or intelligence, only stupidity and ignorance. If you care to stay after the meeting, I brought some crayons. I got plenty of time. I'll gladly sit down and explain constitutional law to you. I know I only have an 8th grade education, but it's amazing what you can find out with Google and YouTube these days. It really is. Now, I demand an explanation for the illegal eviction enforced for developers by Jacksonville Beach Police Department, specifically Officer Tracy Halls, and I want that explanation today. I will not wait any longer.
Next speaker, Sherry Cheney.
Yes.
Ms. Sherry, come on up and give us your name and address. You have 3 minutes to address the council.
Hi, my name is Sherry Cheney. I live at 715 3rd Avenue North. I am coming here to find out, do we have an update on Gonzales Park? The Gonzales Park project, I know that there were meetings held in 2020 and 2021, and because my mother passed away in 2022 and she wouldn't have been able to come probably for all of 2022. But the project seemed to take off pretty quickly. We were all excited in the neighborhood. Dumpsters came in, stuff got cleared. I'm a little hacked that too many trees got cleared and a bunch of grass got killed that was unnecessarily killed, but we'll let that slide. But it was like, it started and we were like, great, basketball court, here comes pickleball court. Oh no, here comes a second pickleball court that wasn't supposed to be there. And now we have a sign up in the playground area, which to me is the children's, really the children's area of the playground park. We now have a sign up that says, please choose the setup that you would like. How do we not already have a plan for that? And now we find out that we may not have the budget for that. How do we not have a plan and not have a budget, but we've torn this place apart? As of yesterday, we now have orange fencing surrounding all of that area. So the children's playground area is totally cut off, which the north end of the park and the playground were supposed to stay available until they were replaced. There's no plan to replace the playground. Where are children supposed to play? Now we're moving into a situation where we're going to be not only working on Gonzales Park, but also we've got all the construction vehicles, dumpsters, what have you, coming in for these townhouses that are going to be at the end of Gonzales. I hope they love listening to the pickleballs. I've heard they're really noisy. So now we're going to have that situation where we're going to have all of this construction going on. That's on 2nd and 3rd Avenue North in a given area. And then we're potentially talking about on 4th Avenue North also digging up the urban trail. So do we have some sort of plan that not all of this is going on at the same time, that we're going to have the money, that we're not going to continue on with other projects like Latham Plaza before we get this park fixed, done, complete? Can we cross something off the list? And can we please stop pulling plans that were sitting on the shelf pre-pandemic, pulling them out and thinking we can treat them the same? The world has changed. Those projects need to change and need to be addressed more deliberately, I think.
Thank you. We will have Parks and Rec follow up with you with a more specific update, but I can assure you this council's intention is to complete the project. I drive by it every day, so I've seen movement on it, but we'll get you a more specific update in the next couple of days. Justin Rawls.
Hey, Justin Rawls, 403 12th Avenue South. I'm here to talk about the truck stop that has become Jack's Beach South. I'm sure all you guys have driven by and seen it. So on the weekends, night times, it's just gotten ridiculous. I think it's just kind of crazy. I think it's citizens paying high taxes, crazy millage rates. Trucks can pull over freely, park on the side of 3rd Street. Run their noisy generators, loud diesels running all hours of the night. It's hard for citizens to cross the road, hard for cars to cross the road, park illegally across lines, no consequences. It's dangerous, brings down the appearance of our city, affects the quality of life for the neighbors. I think City Council needs to take this into consideration. In my opinion, there's ways to mitigate it. A couple quick solutions that I've come up with are changing the markings on the streets, smaller or shorter lines, tighter spots, signs on the road that says no overnight parking, regulations that says if you do park overnight, there's going to be fines, no parking at businesses that are closed or shut down. I've seen that with no regulations. I don't think it's right to charge for parking to go to the beach, that kind of thing. Go to the downtown businesses, but parking for semis and that kind of thing can just get away with it scot-free. I don't get how Neptune Beach and Atlantic Beach don't have this problem, but Jack's Beach clearly does have this problem. Basically, that's it. I don't understand how it's been going. Ongoing issue. I've brought it up to council members in the past to no avail. So I know we have new council members, so I wanted to bring it up to you guys. I don't see how it seems to be that big of an issue. Just needs to be looked into and figured out a way to solve the problem, in my opinion. So that's basically it.
Thank you, Mr. Rawls, and just for your benefit and the audience, A1A is a state road, so we don't determine unilaterally the parking rules there, so we have worked with them on some of the in the more residential areas, but anything that happens, such as parking striping and stuff like that, has to go through FDOT, but we'll follow up with you with more specifics on that. So
again, Neptune Beach and Atlantic Beach don't have this problem.
Well, Bob Benjamin?
Yeah.
Bob, give us your name and address. We'll have 3 minutes to address the council.
Sure. Bob Benjamin, 854 13th Avenue South. Sounds like y'all are aware of 804 next to me. So with that situation. But living next to this Airbnb, illegal Airbnb, that I kind of blame Jack's City Beach. They know that the violations and code violations are there. We've met with Steve, the fire marshal. We've met with Nikki. They've turned it into basically a triplex. It's a living hell for us, to the point where we're probably going to sell our home and move. We shouldn't have to. I put $150,000 into my house remodeling. Let's see, 2 weeks ago, we were headed out of the country. The entire drive to the airport was talking to one of the corporals on the phone at 5 o'clock in the morning, because we had my girlfriend's mom over, 75 years old, still up at 5 o'clock in the morning with them partying out there. He went out, got to Miami Airport, called. She's like 20 minutes after he left, still out. Called the sergeant, which I've spoke to a few times. Jacksonville Beach Police have been great. I do blame you guys, the mayor, the city council. I think you could do more. Sounds like y'all are trying to do something with Tallahassee. But man, unless you got one of these things next to you, and you got an illegal one, and they're criminals, they're on the run from New Jersey. We've given all that information to Nikki with these people, and we gave information to the code people that they're doing another one on 16th. They got dumpsters in the yard, toilets in the alleyway, junk. Every weekend, it's just a new hotel. And now it looks like they've replaced the gentleman that we're sitting inside of with another renter, and then they're short-terming, which we know is illegal. So can't understand why you guys can't find a way to shut them down outside of blaming Tallahassee. And we're getting like PTSD. Come Thursday, it's like, man, who's in here this weekend? What do we do? Call the Jack. I mean, we've called 30 times Jack's Beach, and they're phenomenal. They come out. The officers are great. They're courteous. They try to shut it down, but you know, I have 2 bedrooms in my home that are non-usable. They're just non-usable. I can't use them. So that's what I know. I know you all have been trying to work on it, but man, something needs to be done out here, because it's bad. And the illegal code of taking a 3-bedroom, 3-bath, converting the 2-car garage, knowing it's been converted, the fire marshal's been in there. I don't understand how you guys can't go in and shut them down. You know it's there. There's 4 kitchens. Your employees for the city admitted that there's 4 kitchens. So I'd like to see 804 13th shut down. They're being fined $250 a day by your magistrate judge since last May. I mean, call the note in like any other people would. The city should call that note in. That's thousands of dollars they owe you guys. That's all I have. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Benjamin. That was our last speaker card, I believe. And we will welcome back our Jacksonville City Councilman, who's been serving our country abroad for the past few months. Welcome back, Councilman Diamond. We're glad to have you. He's going to address council for a couple of minutes and give us some updates from the city of Jacksonville.
Thank you, Ms. Mayor. I appreciate it. Rory Diamond, 1515 Oceanfront, Neptune Beach, Florida. And this is George. I did not have body armor, but I bought this vicious protection dog to save me from the Jacks Beach City Council. No, it's really an honor to be here. I just got back from this deployment, and just getting back to America makes you feel better, even if you're just looking at like a customs sign. It's like you feel better to be in America. And then you get to Florida, and you're like, wow, it's green, it's beautiful, there's beaches. And then you get to our community, and you realize that we are in the best place, in the best city, in the best state, in the best country in the entire world. I mean, there's nowhere better. And being here with you all is awesome, too, because I just spent 9 months with people who don't get democracy. And it's obviously messy, right? It's not perfect. People attack you all the time. And back here, these folks are trying to get you all to care about what they have to say, and everybody's trying to get a solution. But that's much better than one guy deciding for everybody what's going on. So I love this. This makes me happy. My heart is full. So thank you for having me. 3 things just to give a quick update on. Everybody cares about Penman Road. That's all anybody cares about, right, Councilwoman Golding? We hear about it all the time. We've gone first from the study to the community meetings, and now turning towards the actual engineering and getting a plan out that is going to be the plan. And we are very close to the plan. Can still take public input. but expect over the next year that plan will be finalized, and then within 2 years you'll start to see dirt move, and then it's going to be a very ugly, awful, miserable process for everybody. But don't imagine that. Imagine the beautiful day when it's all done and we've forgotten all the pain and we're driving down Penman Road and it's beautiful and there's a huge 10-foot path and those awful sidewalks are gone and there's not these huge ditches. Instead, there's nice flat culverts and that traffic is flowing the way a modern 2020s street ought to and not a 1950s street, which is exactly what we have today. All right, so that's Penman Road. I wish I had a little bit more detail for you, but down the road, I think we'll have a little bit more concrete detail exactly when the plan will be finalized, when we're kind of like done taking input, and when actual dirt will move. But it hasn't even been sent out for bid yet, so we're a little ways away from that. Second thing is that right now, the city of Jacksonville has a new city council, has a new mayor. They've been going for the last, you know, 7 months or so. And so I just started back last week, and it's wild. There is not the organized kind of like world that we were used to with Lenny Curry, which is like a budget that you can never change. People that you knew in all the same committees and all the rest of it's very different, which means that there'll be opportunity for us to get things for Jack's Beach that maybe we didn't have before. And the number one for me, and you'll see Atlantic Beach and Neptune Beach are talking about this, is the interlocal agreement. Jack's Beach obviously has the best version of the interlocal agreement. I would argue you can have a better one. Right now you're paying approximately 8 mils for county services. Other counties are taking from their unincorporated municipalities about 5 mils for county services. We have a big, you're paying twice. Just to be clear, you are subsidizing the rest of the city of Jacksonville. And I personally take umbrage to that. And if there's a fix to it, whether it's through the courts or through the council, I'm going to be there trying to make that happen. Atlantic Beach in particular, but Neptune Beach also will be looking at that. And then the third thing I think is the most relevant is, not the most relevant, in addition to all these other things, is that budget season is coming this summer. And so if the city of Jacks Beach is looking for something in particular, if you've got a big need, can't imagine you have needs out here. If you do, just let me know. I love working with our city council people out of here at the beaches. We have 17 elected officials out of the beaches. I'm the only city council person who gets all of you, and I love you because you guys take all the work off my shoulders. You get all the calls and all the work and all the rest, so I appreciate all the work that you do. So thank you for what you do. Happy to entertain any questions if you have any, but if you're like me on city council, you're like, okay, can we round it up and get out of here on time? So happy to take questions, but thank you for your service, and let's cheer one for democracy, as messy as it may be.
Thank you, Councilman Diamond. I did not see any lights, but I know that we all know how to get in touch with you, so we will do that on our own time, and we appreciate you coming out tonight.
Sounds good. George and I will exit stage left, as I'm sure as fascinating as your meeting might be. Have a great one. Thank you.
All right, moving on to consent agenda.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, sorry.
I forgot to congratulate your new city councilman. So congratulations. It's pretty awesome, your first meeting. You got to say something, you got to vote on something, you got to argue with somebody. Thank you.
All right. Back on track. Consent agenda.
I move that we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to city manager new business, item one. I can cover this. We have one of our Board of Adjustment members, actually the chair of the Board of Adjustment, recently resigned. Unfortunately, she did an excellent job serving on the BOA for us. So we are, there's a proposal, what we do with that board. We have two alternates, a first and a second. So traditionally, we just kind of move everybody up a spot and then fill in the second alternate position that is remaining empty, so that we have a little bit of lead time to get our alternate members up and running and participating with the Board of Adjustment before they fill in a regular seat. So we have three motions related to that, so we'll go ahead and start with the first one.
I move that we approve the appointment of Jennifer Williams to fill the vacant regular member term of Alexi Gonzalez on the Board of Adjustment, expiring December 31st, 2024.
Second.
We have a motion. A motion and a second. Madam Clerk? Councilmember Golding?
Yes.
Councilmember Horn? Oh, I'm sorry, Madam Clerk, I called on you because your light was on.
I apologize. I guess before we get all to all the voting, I wanted to let everybody know if they had not
seeing that the item was amended. Instead of three additional applicants for consideration, there are four. And hopefully we've got the email and the update on that.
Yes, thank you. I believe that was Laura Tierney. That was another consideration for the second alternate. Okay, so we have a motion and a second on Jennifer Williams to fill the regular member term. Is there any discussion on that item? Okay, Madam Clerk, now roll call.
Councilmember Golding?
Yes.
Councilmember Jansen?
Yes.
Councilmember Meza?
Yes.
Councilmember Sutton?
Yes.
Councilmember Wagner?
Yes.
Mayor Hoffman?
Yes, motion carries. Item two.
I move that we approve the appointment of Matt Metz to the first alternate seat on the Board of Adjustment to fill the remainder of the first alternate term expiring December 31st, 2025.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Councilmember Jansen?
Yes.
Councilmember Meza?
Yes.
Councilmember Sutton?
Yes.
Councilmember Wagner?
Yes.
Councilmember Golding?
Yes.
Mayor Hoffman?
Yes, motion carries. Item three, would anybody, well, I guess we'll open the floor for nominations. Councilman Golding.
Laura Tierney.
Are there any other nominations? Since we only have one, I guess we don't have to do anything. Would you like us to vote, Madam Clerk? Yes, okay. Go ahead with roll call.
Councilmember Jansen?
Yes.
Councilmember Meza?
Yes.
Councilmember Sutton?
Yes.
Councilmember Wagner?
Yes.
Councilmember Golding?
Yes.
Mayor Hoffman?
Yes. Laura Tierney will take her seat as the second alternate on the Board of Adjustment, and I said this a couple times recently. I'm just really thrilled with the list of very qualified applicants that we have for all the boards. So it's great that we already had interviewed and qualified Ms. Tierney, as well as the others that were interested in this board. So thank you for that. All right, moving on to item B, who is presenting? Chief Smith? Commander Bainer?
Good evening, Council. Nice to meet you, Mr. Wagner. Congratulations. Be careful what you ask for. I'm here to seek approval to purchase six police department marked patrol vehicles outside the regular vehicle replacement plan, and I'm available for any questions.
Thank you. Before we have a motion, we have one speaker card on this item. Jacob Crenshaw? Okay. And a motion, please.
I move that we approve the purchase of six police department marked patrol vehicles outside of vehicles acquired through the regular vehicle replacement plan that were previously totaled in crashes for an amount not to exceed $347,898.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Yes, Mr. Mesa.
1, 2, 3, 4 of those crashes were people just drinking and driving?
Correct. DUIs.
Well, we're lucky, no major injuries to our officers, correct?
Minor injuries. Some people went out for a short period of time, but they returned back to duty rather quickly.
Well, thank God everything's good. That's it. Thank you.
Mr. Jansen?
Are we sticking with the same graphic, same look?
Same look. Iconic silver, Ford Explorers, Interceptors.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yep.
That silver looks good. Anybody else? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Councilmember Meza?
Yes.
Councilmember Sutton?
Yes.
Councilmember Wagner?
Yes.
Councilmember Golding?
Yes.
Councilmember Jansen?
Yes.
Mayor Hoffman?
Yes, motion carries. Thank you, Commander Bingham. Moving on to ordinances. Do we want a staff report first?
Good evening, Christian Napoli, Senior Planning and Development Department. Apologize for all the misstarts on this one a couple months ago. This application concerns property located at 504 First Avenue South. The property is currently owned by Jack's Rentals LLC. They are basically the distribution arm for the various Fish Camp restaurants. They currently have an existing metal storage building and then a small single-family home that served as an office for a period of time. They're in the process of constructing a second larger building, which would include cold storage, and other distribution-related items. What they're asking to do, in essence, with this PUD is simply add a use that's not in our land development code, nor is it specifically listed in the CS zoning, which is what they're currently in, which would be to add a commissary. In essence, they want to be able to expand beyond just cutting and packaging fish to preparing broths and some other stuff that takes up a lot of space and time in their existing kitchens. The CS zoning has a number of uses that include light industrial as well as things like daycares and restaurants. It's a rather mixed bag, and it frankly doesn't work very well in a lot of situations. So we were receptive to this proposal as really the only solution to get them to a point where it made sense. The CS zoning specifically allows things like commercial bakeries, so we didn't feel like this was too far off from what's generally allowed there. It'll all be contained inside the new building once it's complete. The parking standards are very minimal, and they meet those. They have room for their loading inside one of the existing building. So we really think the impact in the neighborhood would be fairly minimal. The area is a mixed bag of uses. You've got the self-storage unit just across the street. There are some single-family kind of legacy properties to the south, and then most of the commercial along Cheddar just up the road. So we don't think it really will have much of a negative impact and overall impact to the city, utilities, road system should be virtually undetectable.
Thank you, Mr. Pavoli. Madam Clerk, will you read the ordinance by title, please?
An ordinance of the City of Jacksonville Beach, Florida, establishing a planned unit development PUD zoning district within the City of Jacksonville Beach, Florida, as provided under Chapter 34 of the Code of Ordinances of said city, providing for repeal of conflicting ordinances, severability, and an effective date.
This ordinance for the rezoning of property is before this council for a public hearing and consideration on its first reading. Under the laws of the state of Florida, an application for the rezoning of a specific property or development site is handled as a quasi-judicial proceeding. A quasi-judicial proceeding means that the city council is now functioning in a manner similar to a court, with the mayor and council sitting as impartial decision makers hearing testimony and questioning presenters who are to provide substantial and competent evidence to support their side of the issue. It is the duty of the council to arrive at sound decisions regarding the use of property within the city. This includes receiving citizen input regarding the proposed use on the neighborhood, especially where the input is fact-based and not a simple expression of opinion. It is the applicant's burden to demonstrate that their application is consistent with the Land Development Code and the Comprehensive Plan. If the applicant is successful in showing consistency, then it is up to the local government to produce competent, substantial evidence of record that the application should be denied. The council's decision on a rezoning application is based on the criteria set forth in Section 34-211 of the Land Development Code. Each member of the council has been provided a copy of the criteria. In addition, the council has received a copy of the application and the staff and planning commission's recommendation on this rezoning request. I will now open the public hearing on ordinance number 2024-8209. We already had the staff presentation. Is there a representative applicant who would like to speak?
Hello, Brad Wester. Driver McAfee, Hawthorne and Devenau, 1 Independent Drive, Suite 1200, Jacksonville, Florida. I think your speech will be longer than my presentation. And especially in light, I did have presentation prepared on PowerPoint, but just to back up what Christian said, we're just asking for, there is a building being built there now, and so we're just asking for the ability to do cooking inside that building. And it's really to take the burden off the restaurants and their surroundings. We'll prepare it there and then ship it out so we don't have as much burden on the kitchen space in those restaurants. Very passive use, same amount of supplies and provisions coming in as generally will go out. Just now when they leave, they'll actually have some foodstuffs and provisions that go in the restaurants directly. And that's essentially what we're asking for. I have a site plan with me, but it's the same thing you guys have, and I think it's 8.5 by 11. I have 11 by 17 if you need it. But like I said, the building is going up now. There was a circa 1955-ish building that we took down there, old single family home, and there's a building being built right now. It'll match kind of the existing building that's there right now. And so that's pretty much it. I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Now we will have any public comment. Would anyone in the public like to speak in favor of or against this application? Seeing none, we will close the public hearing. Before requesting a motion on this ordinance, beginning with myself, each of the members is requested to indicate for the record whether the member has had any ex parte communications on the matter, and if so, disclose both the names of persons and the substance of the ex parte communications regarding this application. An ex parte communication refers to any meeting or discussion with a person or citizen who may have an interest in this decision, which occurred outside of the public hearing process. Written ex parte communications, whether sent to one member or all members, do not have to be disclosed on the record, but may be made part of the record by sending or forwarding them to the city clerk. I have not had any ex parte communications on this item. Mr. Sutton?
None.
Mr. Mesa?
None.
Mr. Wagner?
None.
Mr. Jansen?
None.
Ms. Golding?
None.
Can I have a motion on this item?
I move that we approve ordinance number 2024-8209 on the first reading to rezone property located at 504 First Avenue South, owned by South Jacks Rentals LLC, and schedule a second reading for March 4th, 2024.
Second.
Before opening the floor for discussion or questions by the council, please be reminded that our decision will be based on the criteria set forth in the Land Development Code, and the council is required to approve a clear statement of specific findings of fact stating the basis upon which such facts were determined and the decision was made. We'll open the floor for discussion or questions from council. Ms. Golding.
Would like to get some clarification. The narrative says that the maximum of the lot coverage is going to be 81.25%, but the staff memo says that the maximum is going to be 68%.
So that was a mistake on our part. The property is currently at 68%. When the new building is completed and all the additional surface work is done, it'll be at roughly 82%. The CS zoning currently allows up to 85%, so they're not actually asking for anything more than they already have.
Okay.
Or can have.
Okay, and in the narrative, the commissary use is being added, correct?
Yeah, that's the predominant change.
Okay, and it mentions that commissary use, which includes cooking, preparation, packaging, and or distribution of provisions for eating either on premises or off premises. So is that typical for commissaries to have eating on premises? Would that not be a restaurant?
I would say, so we don't have a definition in our code, and we worked to try and find something that was generally similar to a lot of other communities. There are certainly commissaries that also serve food at a storefront. This isn't the intent of this one. I think it was really just an oversight. They have no plans to serve on site, and we weren't suggesting that they should. So if that's a concern, I've discussed it with the applicant. They don't have any issue taking that out, if that would be helpful.
Then I would like to move that we the PUD be amended to remove either on premises in the uses for the commissary use that's defined in the narrative.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to amend. Any discussion on the proposed amendment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Councilmember Sutton?
Yes.
Councilmember Wagner?
Yes.
Councilmember Golding?
Yes.
Councilmember Jansen?
No.
Councilmember Ameza?
Yes.
Mayor Hoffman?
Yes. Amendment passes. Any other discussion or questions on the original amendment? And this is the first reading, so we'll discuss it again at whatever date we set in the motion. Madam Clerk, roll call. March 4th.
Councilmember Wagner?
Yes.
Councilmember Golding?
Yes.
Councilmember Jansen?
Yes.
Councilmember Mesa?
Yes.
Councilmember Sutton?
Yes.
Mayor Hoffman?
Yes. Motion carries. Can we have a motion? Ms. Golding.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned.